Transformers, more than meets the eye.
Transformers were a favourite of the 1980s. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ruled the 90s, and in 2014, Frozen dolls flew off the shelves. Here under the beautiful dome of the 19th century St Mary's Church in central London, retailers and manufacturers are hoping they've picked a Christmas winner. Standing by the huge Christmas tree in the middle of the room is Gary Grant, the founder of Toy Shop The Entertainer. He was chairman of the judging panel, which picked what they're hoping will be this year's must-have toys.
We canvass all the toy retailers in the UK. They all submit the list of items that they think are likely to be the best seller for them. We go through and say, well, how do we think this toy will sell compared with that one? We probably then end up with 100. Out of those top toys, we've then got to choose 12. And the 12 that we think would be the best-selling toys, again, have to represent the age groups and the different categories. Now, out of our top 12, historically, we've got between 9 and 10 right most years.
Following the trends over the last few years, movie tie-ins feature heavily on this year's Christmas must-haves. One of these is Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens. The latest merchandise has been timed to tie in with the release of the film this December.
I'm Rebecca Snell. I'm the marketing director at LEGO UK.
So you have two toys on the hallowed list. What are they?
The LEGO City Deep Sea Exploration Vessel, and we have the LEGO Star Wars Kylo Ren Command Shuttle. It's 1,005 pieces. It comes with 6 minifigures, which is always on a Star Wars set hugely appealing. You've got Kylo Ren himself, obviously, General Hux, a stormtrooper, and then some of the First Order officers as well.
The holy grail for manufacturers and retailers is to find a product which has global appeal. Frederic Tutte is the toys global industry analyst for the NPD Research Group. What will kids across the world be desperate to see on Christmas morning?
Well, there are many things, but maybe one of them would be Star Wars. And we expect this to be really the winning license of 2015.
And that's globally?
Absolutely, this is global. Star Wars was the number one license already in Europe last year without the movie. Its longevity is proven.
How about movie tie-ins for East Asian markets? How important are those?
For example, Transformers, which is a movie from Hasbro, has its biggest blockbuster actually in China.
And did that translate into sales of Transformers merchandise?
Yes, it did, of course, yes. Once the kids are really into a movie, they will pester or they will ask their parents very gently, very kindly to take them to the stores.
China is the world's second biggest toy market. Last week, the government announced that it's scrapping its one-child policy. Will that have an impact on the market?
Obviously it would, because we expect 56 million newborn coming over the next few years from 233 million kids there have currently. So this would boost the market enormously.
There are two or three toys that I would love to see at the bottom of my bed on Christmas morning. I don't know if Santa will bring them, but luckily I'm an adult and I can buy them myself.